Welcome to the Home Health Revealed podcast, brought to you by HealthRev Partners. Join your hosts, Michael Greenlee and me, Hannah Vale, as we dive into the world of home health, hospice, and palliative care services. Each episode features real stories and insights from industry leaders covering everything from innovative technologies and payer negotiations to quality improvement and clinician safety. Whether you're a seasoned professional or new to the field, our podcast offers valuable knowledge to help you provide the best care for your patients. Tune in and be part of the conversation on Home Health Revealed. In this episode, I got to sit down with Bill English, the CEO of Accurate Home Care. Bill is also an experienced business owner and business advisor specializing in leadership, culture, and conflict resolution. He came to Knock to find ways to increase profits through strategic vendor partnerships. So he was perusing the exhibitor floor and meeting with some of his current vendor partners, as well as looking for additional ways to drive efficiency. Let's dive in.
Yeah, sure. Bill English, Accurate Home Care. I'm the CEO. We're in Otsego, Minnesota. 550 employees and a census across home health, non-medical and private duty of about 550 patients. Yeah.
Wow. And here at Knock, what has been your experience? First of all, how many times have you been to Knock?
It's my first Knock.
Is it?
It is.
It's the first and last.
No, we'll come back.
Well, I just mean because Knock is going to now be Alliance. But
oh, that's right. Yeah. Well,
it okay. Is. It's just the last Knock.
I'm a little slow, right? You know?
All good. So what has been your experience? Tell me.
It's been pretty good. The education's been good, and the exhibit hall is good. I came mainly for the exhibitors. I'm probably one of those guys kind of weird that way, but I'm trying to find ways to increase profits through finding third parties that can help us do that. And so the exhibit hall's been very helpful to me.
So what particularly were you looking for as far as third parties?
You know, I didn't know what to expect, so I didn't have expectations. But there's a lot of people doing AI here. Mm-hmm. I would imagine most of them are not doing it well, but there's one or two that we've found some interest in. We're looking at a fleet program for our nurses, and I was happy to find a competitor to the vendor that's bidding us right now. And so it's always nice to have a little competition.
Yes, it is.
Due diligence that way. And of course, I see my friends at CanTime. We're a CanTime user, so we'll see my friends over there and say hi to them. So
it is always good to like connect and see friendly faces when you come to events.
You know, EMR for us in our business is the most strategic vendor relationship that we have, and CanTime has done pretty well for us. So you know, I'm very happy to see them, say hi to them, and we interface with them anyways throughout the years. So.
When you're looking to drive efficiency, right, with your vendor partners, partnerships, whatever you want to call them, your third party
right.
people. And when you say efficiency, I'm assuming you're meaning cost and time.
Yes. Yeah. If I were to use a Six Sigma terminology, I'm
okay.
looking for thin, not fat.
Hey.
Okay. And so, I'm looking for to reduce steps in a process, but only if it provides value, right? Reducing steps in and of itself doesn't really help me. It's only if it provides value or lowers costs somehow, or conversely, helps us pick up more revenue.
Now, are you here alone or did you bring your team?
My vice president of all things clinical
okay.
Is here, just the two of us. I think next year I'll bring most of my leadership team.
Are you planning on going to, so I know they have two next year. They're planning on one in Chicago in July, which would probably be fairly close to you.
Yeah, we're in Minneapolis.
And the other one is going to be in New Orleans in November. I mean, I feel like as far as weather goes, they chose those really well. Like
yeah.
Chicago in July is pretty.
Yeah, but we do cold well.
Yeah, we
in
do. I'm from Cleveland.
Are
so,
you?
Yeah, so I get it. We do cold. We do snow basically
yeah.
all year
yeah.
long. It's fine.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm on the equator right now. It's October and I'm in Tampa. but I are you planning on going to those then next year?
We'll look at it. We'll go to one of them.
Okay. And bring your team.
And bring my team.
Because it is a great team building exercise, whatever. You get some time. You get to kind of split up and go to sessions.
Yeah. If I can get my team to one of these and we can come out with two or three things we're going to do in the next 12 months, that'll be a win.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For sitting down and talking with me about NOC and about all things. I hope you have a great rest of your conference.
I will. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Have a good day.